why on-premises and colocation are making a comeback. After years of cloud-first momentum, enterprise infrastructure is entering a more deliberate phase. Organizations are not abandoning public cloud. They are reassessing where each workload belongs based on cost, performance, compliance, and operational fit. Public cloud remains central to most strategies, but the default assumption that every workload should live there is fading. The shift is not ideological. It reflects a more mature approach to infrastructure, one that treats cloud, colocation, and on-premises as complementary options rather than competing doctrines. What is driving the shift? Several forces are converging at once, and together they are making a more diversified infrastructure strategy harder to ignore. Cost unpredictability has become a boardroom issue. The cloud's pay-as-you-go model works well for variable, elastic workloads, but steady-state, high-volume operations often tell a different story. As organizations scale, cloud bills can become difficult to predict and even harder to optimize. FinOps teams across large enterprises are increasingly surfacing this gap between expected and actual spend. AI workloads are changing the infrastructure equation. AI is not just another application category. Its need for specialized compute, high bandwidth networking, and large-scale storage has challenged the economics that once supported broad cloud adoption. For organizations running AI inference at scale, dedicated infrastructure in on-premises environments or colocation facilities can offer better economics, lower latency, and greater control over proprietary data and models. Regulation has moved from theoretical to enforceable. In sectors such as financial services, healthcare, and government-adjacent industries, data location, auditability, and control are no longer abstract concerns. Workload placement is now a governance decision as much as a technical one, especially where jurisdictional requirements and audit expectations are involved. Vendor lock-in now has a measurable price tag. As organizations become more dependent on a single cloud provider, they also become more exposed to pricing changes, contract constraints, and egress fees. Diversification is not just a philosophical preference, it is a negotiating position and a risk management strategy. Colocation as the pragmatic middle ground. When enterprises talk about moving workloads back, the destination is rarely a fully owned and operated data center. The capital commitment is significant, and the operational burden can be substantial. For many organizations, colocation offers a more practical path. Colocation allows businesses to place their own hardware in a third-party data center while retaining control over infrastructure, security, and architecture. The provider handles the facility itself, including power, cooling, connectivity, and physical security, while the enterprise maintains ownership of the environment running its workloads. That combination is why colocation has become such an attractive option. It delivers the control of on-premises infrastructure without requiring organizations to build and operate everything themselves. It also makes hybrid connectivity easier, allowing teams to connect colocated systems directly to public cloud providers when needed. This is especially relevant for AI, high-performance computing, and data-intensive workloads. These use cases often need dense power, advanced cooling, and low-latency interconnection. Modern colocation facilities are increasingly designed to support exactly that mix. How to decide where workloads belong? The right approach is not to swap one default for another. A more rigorous strategy evaluates each workload on its own merits. Predictability versus variability matters. Workloads with steady usage patterns, such as core databases, ERP systems, or persistent AI inference, may be poor fits for pay-as-you-go pricing. By contrast, workloads with irregular demand or rapid scaling needs may still belong in public cloud. Data sensitivity and jurisdiction matter as well. Workloads involving regulated data, proprietary models, or sensitive intellectual property may be better suited to environments with more direct control. In those cases, on-premises or colocation can make auditability and governance easier to manage. Total cost of ownership should be modeled over a realistic time horizon. Cloud pricing should be compared against colocation and on-premises alternatives using a full cost view that includes licensing, egress, reserved commitments, and operational overhead. Many organizations are surprised by the result when they evaluate the full picture rather than the monthly invoice alone. Operational capability is another important factor. Repatriation requires skills that some organizations have allowed to atrophy during years of cloud-first strategy. For teams without deep infrastructure expertise, managed collocation and managed on-premises services can close the gap without forcing a rebuild of the entire IT operating model. Hybrid is the operating model. The most effective enterprises are not choosing between cloud, collocation, and on-premises as if they were mutually exclusive. They are building environments that span all three and treating workload placement as a dynamic decision. That is what makes hybrid more than a compromise. It is an operating model that gives organizations flexibility as requirements change. Workloads can move into public cloud when elasticity and managed services are the right fit, then move back to collocation or on-premises when performance, sovereignty, or economics shift. The language of cloud-first is giving way to cloud-smart. Public cloud remains essential, but it is no longer assumed to be the answer for everything. The organizations gaining the most advantage are those that have a clear inventory of workloads, a defensible cost model for each environment, and the independence to evaluate options without being steered toward a single provider's preferred outcome. Where cloud latitude fits in. Cloud latitude helps organizations make infrastructure decisions with an independent, workload-by-workload perspective. Our role is to bring the experience needed to evaluate cloud strategy, data center options, and contract terms in a way that aligns with business goals rather than provider incentives. For many enterprises, the real opportunity is not to move everything back or keep everything in the cloud. It is to build a more intentional model that aligns economics, compliance, and performance across cloud, collocation, and on-premises environments. That is where the best long-term value usually emerges.